At a recent grower forum in Sebring, Highlands County Extension Director and Citrus Agent Lori Herner described this as a pivotal point for citrus growers. She explains that comment and also summarizes grower thinking about fruit drop and post-bloom fruit drop.
You know, for the last few years, we've heard people say, I don't know if I can stay in business. I don't know if I can stay in business. And fruit prices have been where they could stay in business, and they had enough boxes. This year, with the crop estimate the way it is, with fruit drop that we're seeing in some areas, I just think your smaller guy's at a pivotal point. He's going to have to make that decision just out of sheer dedication to the industry, but then yet dedication to his family, whether he can afford to stay in business at this point in time. He can't afford, on the lower end, if you don't have many acres, you know, you may not be able to afford to put in resets, may not be able to move in different directions. So in that regard, unfortunately, a pivotal year.
You ask about fruit drop.
Fruit drop continues to be an issue, and it's been so interesting this year with the rain and continued warmth through the industry. We're always looking for those things. Last year, to me, you heard growers in different parts of the state talk about, well, we had fruit drop, well, we didn't have bad fruit drop, just depending on where you were. I kind of hear this morning that we've got fruit drop. We're dealing with fruit drop, and really at this point, we just can't make a decision yet because it is still so warm, and we are still getting some rain in different spots. But, you know, honestly, I think we just have to look at that tree as that production unit. That one production unit is that tree, and I think we're going to have to start considering every tree in that process in that way. And if the poor tree just can't keep up, then, of course, he's going to forfeit that fruit. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it better than last year, less than last year? I think the jury's still out, but we are seeing fruit drop.
And I think I heard some say it could get worse when we get the first cold snap.
Yes, unfortunately, I think that's what's all in the back of all of our minds, and maybe we're not verbalizing it yet, but that first cold snap will definitely tell. And so, you know, we're supposed to stay cool through the summer. I hope it is just cool because we've stayed warm so long, but that first cool snap will tell.
You ask one other question. You ask people about post-bloom fruit drop. What did you get as a kind of a summary from the group on that?
PFD has been a problem off and on, and you know, as one grower this morning said, you know, it's as devastating as greening, and I think that we have to remain diligent about PFD. If you're not treating for PFD at that time of year when you expect it, another grower said, if you find PFD happening, it's too late. You've already got everything in motion to have fruit drop. But PFD is important. I just want to encourage growers, if they're not familiar with PFD, if they're not treating in their regular program, please be diligent because it is an issue. And as these box numbers fall and fall and fall, we certainly can't afford more fruit on the ground due to PFD.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.